a garden spot in the backyard of every house, and so that they could raise their own food. And then there were 5 houses, I guess, for executives, which were very, very lovely, elegant homes. And they were in sort of a little park to themselves. But they had a high school, well, they had elementary and high school. And they had the most beautiful swimming pool in the South, which was built in about 23 or 24 and has just this year been rebuilt. But they kept the general features of it. It really is. They scared us all to death last year. They promised us a wave pool, and the whole county just went up in arms, and so the wave pool went to Pigeon Forge.
I see. Talking about the residential areas, what would you say are the nicest or the wealthier residential areas around Maryville?
Westwood was built first, and after we got about 20 houses out here, then Heritage Hills opened.
Whereabouts is Heritage Hills?
It's about 5 miles down Montvale Road beyond us toward the mountains. And Sunset View, which is, you almost hit as you came off the bypass. No, you will hit it as you go on the bypass. Is probably the oldest one that was actually platted and occupied. Before that, the Willard subdivision, which was before I was born. And the first one that I remember is Sunset View, and they were they varied from very large and very lovely homes to nice small homes. And they still do. It hasn't changed in character at all.
That's unusual for something to last that long and not change its character.
They have opened up a whole new other subdivision, which is named Sherwood Forest, but everyone considers it Sunset View because the roads just go on through. And
yes, what about the, say, poor neighborhoods? Where would they be?
Until about 5 years ago, they were just on the other side of Main Street, Broadway. And then housing came in, federal housing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, those were housing projects then on the right.
Right.
Came out.
Mm-hmm. Those are housing projects, and they're housing projects out here less than 2 miles away from us. And we didn't realize they were a housing project. I was helping a young friend hunt a home. And he was told that the criteria was how many children you had. And so that let him out immediately.
It would let me out too, so.
So that's how we found out. But it was pretty evident pretty quickly that that's what it is.
What about now, say middle or working, kind of working class neighborhoods, which ones would they be? Whereabouts?
Right beyond us, just in the county, is Fairview Heights.